Good evening and welcome to the November 22nd Board of Directors meeting of the Oceano Community Services District. Roll call vote, please.
President Dahl?
Here.
Vice President Bookout?
Here.
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Mann?
Here.
Director Hill?
Here.
Okay, if you would all please stand and join me in the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This brings us to our public comment section of our meeting. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communication. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items not on the agenda. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time?
Good evening, President Dahl, members of the board. My name is Mark Wampler, Oceano resident. I would like to personally thank all those that had supported me during this campaign. I enjoyed many good comments, a lot of very encouraging support out there. And it's been a real good learning experience. And I found out that it's really good to ask questions, and there's no such thing as dumb questions when you're in the learning process. And it's been a very rewarding experience. And a couple of questions that had come to my mind that maybe you, the board, might consider. Number one, you know, Oceano is blessed to have a library. However, it's tied to a short 5-year lease with the school district, as you're well aware of. In view of the fact that it will be expiring in the next 4 years, do you think that we should pursue locating a permanent place for our library? Anybody want to answer that, yes or no? Think it would be a good idea? How about you, Vern?
Mark, that'd be a good idea. Not a, we can't get involved in conversation.
Okay, just a simple question, you know, for you to think of. And secondly, you know, our alleys. One of the comments that I've gotten is that people are pretty tired of illegal dumping, trashing in our alleys. Do you think that ending our problem with alley dumping would be a good idea? If we could put an end to illegal dumping in our alleys, do you think that would be a worthwhile goal, something to think about? How about if just one warning sign, warning would-be offenders, if that could stave off dumping in our alleys, you think that would be a good idea? These are some things to think about, and I wish some of you would respond to that right here publicly so that you could find support out here. So whether as a director out here behind this platform or on that platform, the directors that get things done are actually the people that en masse come together and decide that they want things done here in Oceano. So those are a couple of good ideas. Our parks, we still have no park on the east side. And yet there's been suggestions about a temporary fix. I think a lot of people would like to have a permanent solution for our parks and also restroom facilities. I know of one property right here that's district owned. And I believe that with some ingenuity, with some vision, that piece of property could serve as either a park, a mini park, or a placement for our library. Those are some things to think about here this coming year. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board at this time?
Kathy Young, Oceano. I just have a question. I've been working on getting a street light at Melody Drive and Christmas Tree Place. And in June, Supervisor Cacho wrote a letter to all of you and suggested that Oceano Community Service District would be the applicant for the CDBG funds, and I know that closed the end of the month. I'm pretty sure the deadline was, and I just want to know if that application was made. I mean, can that be answered?
Yeah, I don't think...
I know nothing about this. I never got a letter from Supervisor Chavji.
What a surprise. The letter was addressed to carbon copied every one of you. You guys don't remember getting this or fall at all?
I remember something about it. I remember something was brought, but I don't think there was any application made for it.
Is there a reason why?
Well, To get any farther into that issue, you can come into the office and we can, can explain what, a little bit better on it. But we can't get, can't get into a long, drawn-out thing at the meeting right now. It's just not the place for it. But we can get you a letter off, or you can come in and we can look into it farther.
Okay.
Good evening, Richard Margetson. At your October 25th meeting, during your board member items for discussion, a comment was made by Director Mann that I would first like to read verbatim, and then this comment was filled with inaccuracies, and I'd like to correct some of the inaccuracies. Director Mann said, "I feel we're really very lucky to have a great fire department. We have our firemen are here 24/7. There was a fire in Los Osos maybe 2 weeks ago, and the people weren't home, and their house caught on fire. Well, in Los Osos, they have CDF, and the CDF people there, they're not necessarily the same guy every day, and the CDF person that's there, they're not from that area, so they don't know. They don't know the streets as well and where things are as well. So they responded to this fire, and they went past the house that was on fire and went up a couple of blocks to a fire hydrant. There was a fire hydrant in front of the house, so they missed that. Morro Bay was the mutual aid, and they responded. Morro Bay got to Los Osos and had water on the fire before CDF had water on the fire, and they were both there at the same time. Meanwhile, the neighbors were using hoses to keep their property from catching on fire, their fences, their houses. This house was a total, total loss. And here, we're not a big community, but we certainly respond. It doesn't take us 7 minutes to get there. And I just think we need to remember how lucky we are, and we have a great mutual aid with Grover and Arroyo Grande and Station 22 up on the hill. So when we're talking to the public, sharing some of the facts, not just guesses or whatever." Now I'd like to go through and correct the inaccuracies. The first part's absolutely correct. I feel we're very lucky to have a great fire department. I'm sure you do. Yeah, I'm sure you have it. These guys are your heroes. Every community has these guys are the heroes of the community. Your firemen are on duty 24/7. There was a fire in Los Osos maybe 2 weeks ago, and the people weren't home, and their house caught on fire. Well, in Los Osos, they have CDF, and the CDF people there, they're not necessarily the same guy every day. And the CDF person that's there, they're not from the area, so they don't know. They don't know the streets as well and where things are as well. With relation to this fire, the captain that responded on this fire is a 16-year resident of Los Osos and has been a captain in Los Osos for 16 years. He could probably take a blank map and identify every fire hydrant in Los Osos without any problem. The other thing is, when Los Osos converted from South Bay Fire to CDF, the vast majority of the permanent firefighters and the reserve firefighters stayed on. We lost very few of our guys. So it was basically just a transition from Los Osos to CDF. The comment goes on. "So they responded to this fire and they went past the house that was on fire and went up a couple of blocks to a fire hydrant." That's totally inaccurate. The engine that responded from the Los Osos Fire Department hit the first hydrant before the house. Morro Bay, coming from the other direction, when they got there, hit the fire hydrant coming from their direction closest to the house. So Morro Bay did end up with the fire hydrant closest to the house, but, and this is right from the dispatch logs, Los Osos was dispatched at 1:22, arrived on scene at 1:26, and some seconds. The difference, They responded in 3 minutes and 19 seconds. Morro Bay did not arrive on the scene till 1:30 and 42 seconds. Los Osos was there ahead of time.
Do you have quite a bit more still, or?
Just a little bit.
Okay, because you're well past your.
Oh,
training.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it. So they missed that. Morro Bay was the mutual aid, and they responded. Morro Bay got to Los Osos and had water on the fire before the CDF had water on the fire. That's absolutely false. The duty logs, the computer-generated duty logs, show different. Both fire stations in their reports show different information. Los Osos responded first and had fire on or water on the fire first. Morro Bay always does an excellent job responding to us. But there are automatic response, not our mutual aid. We have automatic response from Morro Bay since we went to CDF. And they were both there at the same time. Meanwhile, the neighbors were using hoses to keep their property from catching on fire, their fences, their houses. This house was a total loss. Yeah, the house was a loss as far as the contents. The house is still standing. There's a roof. The firemen got a substantial amount of valuables out of the house, even cash that was hidden in books and stuff, jewelry. They saved some of the koi fish. The reason the neighbors were on their roofs with hoses is you'd have to see where this house was located with respect to their neighbors. You're talking a 7-foot gap between two of the homes. And when they arrived, the pictures that were taken by CDF and by Morro Bay Fire, the house was totally engulfed. They can't be predictors of where fires are going to be. They respond as well as they possibly can. And then at the end to end.
Could you wrap it up, brother?
Sure. And here, we're not a big community, but we certainly respond. It doesn't take us 8 minutes to get there. I proved that earlier. The absolute response time in the computer-generated dispatch was 3 minutes and 19 seconds from dispatch to arrival. And then she ended with mutual aid. You have great mutual aid with Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande and Station 22 up on the hill. Well, after going through this entire comment of basically taking a shot at Los Osos and their level of service, she responds that Station 22 does a great job. Isn't Station 22 CDF down here? Our level of service is second to none in the county, in the unincorporated areas. We have mutual response. We can respond to two calls simultaneously with paramedics on board 24/7. Your fire department does a great job. Our fire department does a great job. My question is, before making that statement, did Director Mann contact anybody from CDF or anybody in official capacity to get the information before making that statement, taking that shot at Los Osos? And there would have been more people here from Los Osos about this issue if it wasn't a holiday night. And there were more people at your last meeting that got canceled because you didn't have a quorum. We believe that that CDF is owed an apology in Los Osos. Thank you.
My comments were made to highlight the ability and professionalism of the Oceano Fire Department. I am sorry for anything that was misunderstood to mean anything else.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board at this time?
Keith Swanson. I'd like to also address a comment that Ms. Mann made on October 11th regarding the reporting back during the committee reports during the LAFCO hearing for Los Osos dissolution. She made the statement that the reason why they voted against dissolving the district was that it would be a burden on the citizens and residents of the county of San Luis Obispo. Well, that's not true. The CSD, and she also added on top of that, is that we'll just let them stand with their debts. Well, Los Osos is going to have to pay for their sewer plant when it is built. It's not going to ever be a burden on the county. We understand that. I want the community of Oceano and the rest of San Luis Obispo County to understand that that's not true. It's just the report to me was lacking in the fact that that was the only reason why they didn't dissolve the CST. It was also because we wanted to preserve democracy in Los Osos, respect the fact that there is local government, and that was discussed throughout the hearing, but it wasn't brought out in her report. Then she mentions a citizens group brought the action against to dissolve the CSD, but does not mention who that is. And the citizens group is Taxpayer Watch, which is made up of recalled CSD board members who wanted to dissolve the CSD. Since they didn't win the election, they felt that there shouldn't be any more local control since they're not going to be in control. And she commented that they wanted to waive the fees since they didn't win dissolving the CSD, that they wanted to have the fees waived of $26,000 or about $27,000. I think that's a misnomer to call yourself Taxpayer Watch and then want to walk away from your obligations. And I believe Ms. Mann mentioned that, but I think it would have been fair to report this to the community. And finally, I also watched in that same night you had a Tuckfield presentation regarding your rates and rate increases for your wastewater. Well, Mr. Tuckfield has done two wastewater rate studies for Los Osos prior to the old project, and both of them were flawed. Some people in Los Osos wouldn't even be paying for the loan repayment. Recently, 3 years ago, he did a water rate study, and now Los Osos faces a $500,000 shortfall because of Mr. Tuckfield's poor report. He didn't do his math. He didn't understand exactly. He had the data. He just misinterpreted it. So I'm just giving you a forewarning that you make sure, and actually the Tuckfield report, I'm starting to analyze it, already has flaws. And I think the community should be aware of that and take a look at this report, that he has, again, given you bad information, and be very careful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Shirley Gibson, 1546 Helena Street, Halcyon. And I'm not a very good speaker, so I'm going to read most of mine. My husband and I bought a house in Halcyon. When the OCSD put in a fire hydrant across from our house, we requested water service from the OCSD. We had numerous phone calls and correspondence with Mr. Cooney. And I will read directly portions of his letters to us since I only have 3 minutes. October 29th, 2000, he states, the community of Halcyon is included within the OCSD for fire suppression purposes only. In order for water to be supplied by the OCSD, a petition must be filed with LAFCO. Again, February 22, 2002, he again states, the answer to your question is complicated and has taken much research by several people. A LAFCO application would need to be filed, and the application process would cost approximately $5,000. Mr. Cooney has his research people, and I have my people. My people was my husband. He made 2 5-minute phone calls to Supervisor Ashajian and David Church of LAFCO. Mr. Church's letter to us stated that we were within the service boundary of the OCSD and that we did not need a LAFCO application or need to spend $5,000 for that petition. If Mr. Cooney is the general manager of the OCSD, he should be the authority on the boundaries of the OCSD and be aware of its purview and obligations. He should not have needed several people to research the issue and still give us incorrect information. Either Mr. Cooney was ill-informed and ignorant of the OCSD boundaries, or he was misleading us and trying to short-circuit our request for a water hookup by presenting false obstacles. Neither set of attributes inspires confidence in his job performance. Neither do they support a pay raise or a new contract. I thank the board for their time.
Thank you.
My name's Rod Gibson. I live at 1546 Elena Avenue, Helsing. I have two concerns. My first concern has to do with your meeting tonight and the extension of Mr. Cooney's contract. I feel that you should wait until the new member is seated. Otherwise, it's unfair to her constituents because their voice won't be heard. She's going to have to deal with him if you extend his contract. And I think it's only fair that you wait until she's on the board. And my second concern has to do with conflict of interest. I understand that there is a board member, and also Mr. Cooney is on the advisory committee for Oceano. And to me, that just doesn't make sense, because how can two people be on an advisory committee and also be the ones that are making the decisions?
Advisory is to the county, not to the here.
But I'm saying, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Besides, I don't think Mr. Cooney's even a resident of Oceano, is he? And if he isn't, then why would he be on the board? Wouldn't it be for people that live here? And then thirdly, I'd like to thank Mr. Angelo, because if it wasn't for Mr. Angelo and helping us get our water hook up, instead of costing us $3,000, it probably would have ended up costing us $30,000 if we would have followed Mr. Cooney's advice. And so, again, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Angelo, very much, and thank the board for letting me speak tonight.
Thank you.
I'm David Foster, and I've just come tonight because I think the election is over, and I think the people who won it and are in charge should be given some time to actually govern. And I'm a little bit tired of this kind of trivia that pops out in the mail or anywhere else. It's a little diatribe against Barbara Mann and a diatribe against Mitch Cooney. And this gentleman just before me must have read or seen part of this. I'm a person who believes that if you find something that's incorrect, you ought to just call it into question. And there's an attack on here because I guess Barbara Mann and Mitch both belong to Kiwanis. I just want to let you know a little bit about what Kiwanis does. I'm not a Kiwanis member, but I've been to this meeting before. The Oceano Kiwanis has given over $125,000 to the community of Oceano since its founding over 9 years ago. Oceano Kiwanis has bought back-to-school clothes for over 300 Oceano children whose financial situation would not have allowed them to have new clothes at the beginning of the school year. I have gone with the little children and participated in that several times and actually seen these little children get their clothes. If it weren't for Kiwanis, they wouldn't have any. Additionally, the Oceano Kiwanis has provided two crossing guards at Oceano Elementary to help ensure the safety of our community's children. The Oceano Kiwanis has contributed to the Toy Run, rung the bell for the Salvation Army, participated in Santa Cop, and assisted many Oceano citizens with the necessities of life. The Oceano Kiwanis only exists to help people. Funds are raised through drawings, barbecues, pancake breakfast, and I wish that some of the people who write this drivel would actually come to one of the pancake breakfasts and spend $5 and help those kids out. The Kiwanis continually begs for members. One of the things in this article was that is like a secret group and only a select few can join it. Go to the Kiwanis. They're always looking for members. I've been asked to join, but I was a member of the Lions for a long time, and I was kind of sworn off of those groups, and now I've got something else going on. But anyway, it's time. All I'm trying to say is it's kind of time for the people to quit this stuff and let these people do their job. And if you find something truly egregious, instead of the little comment here about the fire department made in seemingly total innocence, if you ask me. The other thing is, I just want to clear up one more thing about during the campaign, and one of the people who stood up here earlier made a statement and put it on a website, actually saying that Barbara Mann was not interested in buying a driveway thing in front of her property, and this person was being required to do it. Well, guess what? If you be able to redo the funding, then you've got to do that. But let me just finish one second. And the fact is, and poor Barbara couldn't even respond to it, she's not a property owner. And if the guy had taken a look, maybe he'd have paid a little bit of attention. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board at this time? Okay.
Yes, I would. Hi, my name is Shannon McCleary. There's a couple of you here on the board that know me. We're neighbors. And I'm just reading what I know here, and I see that Barbara, you were instrumental in getting Mr. Cooney's contract with the district renewed, you know, last year. And when everybody else was thinking, I don't know, you know, maybe not. And anyway, you ended up voting 4-1 to renew the contract with the provision that it wouldn't be reviewed June of next year. Well, since that was on the agenda to happen, you wanted to place an amendment on your contract asking for an extra $15,000 salary per year, plus to be retroactive also in the preceding 6 months, plus doubling the car allowance for $300 a month. I work for a public utility company. I have for 23 years, okay? And I see that your salary is $85,000. And then, of course, we're going to be paying for your pension when this all comes to place, if it's voted. You know, I don't know. It just, $85,000. To work storm damage as a lineman, when I go out there, we're sticking our necks out, and we got to, it takes a lot to get that kind of money, and then, but you know what, we go home and we sleep good because we've restored power and we stuck our necks out there in storm damage. It just doesn't seem really right when we got people out there that are our neighbors that are struggling just to pay their water bill because it's gone up just, what was it, 30% just recently, and they don't know what they're going to do. So when you vote, I hope you vote with your heart and nothing else. And so you could sleep good at night and do the ethical thing that needs to be done in Oceano. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dale Clegg, Oceano. County supervisors, they got voted to self raise this year. The water treatment plant's going to get a raise. Garbage bills, water bills, all types of taxes are raised this year. I have trouble with this contract amendment for Mitch Cooney. Before his time's up, I mean. I also worked for 36 years for a company, and they treated me pretty good, but they didn't ask me if I wanted a contract or a big raise before I left. Maybe I wasn't that important. But I've talked to a lot of my neighbors on Christmas Tree, Tierra Nueva, Casitas, St. Nick's, Rochelle. They all agree in this decision should be put off by the put to the people of Oceano and let them vote after the new board has been seated. Everyone I spoke to was opposed to this amendment. I urge you to wait and vote after the first meeting in January. I see here that Gina Davis is going to get her 25 years in. I hope she gets more than a watch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Lucy Oceano, I would just like to remind the board as you go through this review tonight that when this contract came up last time, there was over 200 signatures that were passed in of people asking you not to forward the contract on, and you did it anyway. So from a historical point, you know, maybe you could remember the 200 signatures that were opposed to it to begin with.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board? Okay. This takes us on to item number 4, review and approval of the minutes. Let's take these separately. October 25th. Is there any public comment on the minutes of October 25th? Any questions, comments, corrections from the board?
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 5-0.
The next item will just be received and filed.
Okay. And 4B, minutes of November 8th, 2006, received and filed. Which takes us on to item number 5, presentations. This is the joyous time of our board meeting where we get to recognize the outstanding job that some of our people have done here. Gina, do you want to come up to the front? Discharging her duties in a capable and competent manner. And whereas Gina A. Davis' long-term employment with the district has allowed her to accumulate a significant body of instructional knowledge, which is invaluable in assisting staff and citizens alike in receiving efficient and effective services from this branch of local government. And whereas the Oceano Community Services District wishes to recognize Gina A. Davis for her faithful service to the district for the past 25 years. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Services District that the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Services District extends to Gina A. Davis its expression of esteem and gratitude for serving the district for the past 25 years. And looks forward to a continued and mutually beneficial relationship in the future. A couple words. You know, this district runs on very few staff. And Gina, I have seen you down here so many nights, till 10, 11 o'clock at night, coming in first thing in the morning and working all day long and putting in well over the number of hours that your position should have, someone in your position should have to do. And that saves the district from having to hire another employee and pay another employee to perform those duties. And that comes from people that are dedicated, they care about the community, that they go that extra mile. And that saves all of us in our costs on our water, in our costs in the community, because we have somebody here working, basically doing two people's jobs. So, thank you, Gina. We have another presentation, and this is a presentation to Phil Davis. Gina, you want to take a picture of it?
I'm going to read a appeal from the Water California Nevada section of the National Organization for American Water Works Association. The California Nevada section of the American Water Works Association enjoys a rich tradition of excellence, a tradition that has its roots in outstanding leadership and pioneer spirit within the water industry. Recognizing these qualities within our membership is critical to our mission, dedicated to leading and educating drinking water professionals. As a water professional, active in the efforts of the California Nevada section of the American Water Works Association, it is my pleasure to congratulate you on being selected as a Life Member Awardee. This distinction demonstrates a lifetime of responsibility and commitment to continue our mission and work for a greater good of the drinking water industry. On behalf of the American Water Works Association, the Board of Directors would like to present this to you. Congratulations. And I want to say that that the job you do here is exemplary, and this is one thing that this award is not just shows how you're not just recognized by us, but you're recognized nationally here for your abilities, for your dedication to making sure that Oceano is top notch in its water service to our community. Thank you. If Craig Angelo and is Danny Chesick here?
No, he was unable to make it tonight.
Is anyone here on his behalf?
No, unfortunately not.
This is a real honor. Reading this proclamation will be brought forward for what's happened here. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Services District wish to recognize Engineer Craig Angelo and Firefighter Danny Chesick for the action they took on the evening of October 27, 2006, which resulted in the saving of a life. And whereas on October 27, 2006, at about 8 p.m., the duty crew consisting of Engineer Angelo and Firefighter Chesick responded to a Code 3 medical aid call of a person choking at 2700 Cienega in Oceano. Whereas upon arrival, the Oceano Fire Department on-duty crew found a 65-year-old man lying on the floor, unconscious, not breathing, and turning blue. And whereas the man was given 3 to 5 abdominal thrusts as part of the Heimlich maneuver, whereupon the obstruction was dislodged from the man's throat, spontaneously breathing was resumed, and the man declined further assistance. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the President of the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors extends to Engineer Craig Angelo and Firefighter Danny Chesick his expression of esteem and gratitude for their dedication to the citizens of Oceano and the performance of their duties in the highest tradition of fire service.
This for a second. You guys don't mind, do you?
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, Danny could not make it here tonight. He's actually starting his internship to become a paramedic, so furthering his goals more so than a lot of people do. So, unfortunately, couldn't be here. Danny just got to it when we got there, and he's one of our reserves here at Oceano. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Our reserves, without them, we couldn't do it. And they are truly the backbone of this department. Without them, we wouldn't make it. So I just wanted to say thank you to that. The training that the department's given has helped us out and been terrific all the time. So thank you, and also thank you for the community support that we've received. I really appreciate it. That's all I have. Also, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I disappeared back there. I also, this goes for all of us, our significant others, our wives. Without them there to support us, come down and turn on the crock pot for us or whatever when we're at work, or we just couldn't do it without them. And this is my wife, Tamara. We actually just were married this month. So, but thank you to all the wives, especially you, Tamara. Thank you.
Thank you. This takes us on to our reports.
Commander Bastian will not be joining us this evening.
Okay. A report from district department heads. We have the administrative assistance report, the utility operations supervisor's report, and the report of the fire chief. Is there any public comment on the... I don't know if the public gets copies of these or not out in the packet. Some do. Okay, they're available. Okay. So is there any public comment on the reports from district representatives? Okay, any questions, comments from the board?
I just take notice that we had an additional 100 late notices this past month than we had last year, and I'm sympathetic to that with the rate increases that have happened recently and are ongoing.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, then we'll receive and file those. Okay, 6C, financial statements for the period ending 10/31/06. Mr. Cooney? Mr. Cooney, you want to have anything to say on this or add to it?
No, I think, as you can see, the district is in sound financial condition. When we budget our revenues low and our expenditures as close as we can, and therefore hopefully that we'll make it through the year. Right now we are about $100,000 revenues in excess of expenditures going into the first third of the year having elapsed.
Okay, thank you. Any public comment on the financial statements? Okay, any questions or comments by the board? Yeah, be received and filed. And this takes us into item number 7, our closed sessions.
I will have to excuse myself on item B, as there's a conflict of interest there with me. However, A, I will be there for.
Okay. All right.
You need a motion.
Oh, okay. I need a motion to go
adjourn
to close.
To go to closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to go to a closed session. To voice vote, okay? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, carried. Session.
You ready to give the announcements? With regard to closed session item 7A, a review of a public employee performance pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, the position being that of the general manager, the board took two actions. The first action was to extend the general manager's contract for 2 years, but otherwise on the same terms and conditions as the existing contract. That motion was adopted by a 3-2 vote, with directors Angelo, Dahl, and Mann voting aye, and directors Hill and Bookout voting no. A second motion was also adopted with regard to the same item, authorizing the president of the board to sign the contract when prepared, and that was adopted unanimously by all the members of the board. With regard to item 7B, a conference with legal counsel regarding pending litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A, William Bookout versus State of California et al., San Luis Obispo Superior Court, case number CV060384, Director Bookout recused himself from participating in the matter and left the room. And a motion was adopted rejecting a claim filed by the Pismo Oceano Vegetable Exchange. That motion was adopted by the unanimous vote of the remaining directors, with Mr. Bookout absent from the room. That's all we have to report.
Okay, great. So this takes us on to item number 8, fire items, which is no items, which brings us to 9, utility items, cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water lines. This is our emergency declaration, and all the board is familiar with this. Public comment on the emergency declaration of cleaning of inspection of sewer lines? Okay, hearing none, bring it back to the board. Anybody have any questions or comments on this before we go to a vote? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. President, I'll move that we determine that the emergency is continuing after the San Simeon earthquake.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, 9B, modification of the water release rates at Lopez Reservoir. Director Cooney, would you, our manager Cooney, would you please introduce this item?
Yes, the county, which operates flood control zone 3, has asked us to adopt a resolution concerning an interim downstream release schedule that has been thoroughly reviewed and discussed at the zone 3 advisory committee. The zone 3 advisory committee made an alternate recommendation, which sort of would make the, at this time, make the resolution not required. That resolution is that the county go ahead and initiate their interim downstream release program and give each one of the contractors 30 days to object to whatever downstream release program they want to initiate. So we will wait for the county's letter. I guess that's what they said they were going to do.
So we want to table this?
Well, at this time it's moot because the Zone 3 advisory, which Director Angelo was there at that meeting, and they voted to have the county go ahead without this resolution because every one of the parties there objected to the resolution itself.
Okay.
Well, there was one exception. That was the the ag.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
The ag representative, who is Tom Reynolds, wanted to go ahead and pass the resolution. The concerns of all the entities, Pismo, Roy Granny Grover, Avila, and themselves, were to sign the resolution or adopt the resolution. It was giving the county kind of impeding them from any kind of wrongdoing. So, Tom, the ag department says, you know, it's a moot point because we're going to have to pay for it if something happens anyway. Which, you know, he's right when you know, when you really weigh it all out. We are the ones that would have to pay because we are the users of the water. But at the same time, Grover and Roy Grandy and Pismo, or Pismo wasn't there, but Roy Grandy and Grover and Avila says, well, if we're already responsible, why should we sign a resolution? And so it kind of become a hot potato there, and then that's when they decided to send the every entity a letter, and then we would have 30 days to respond to the letter. So when the letter gets in here, you know, you need to get it on your agenda, see what it says, and make sure that, you know, you make the right decision there.
Okay. So we want to just table this then?
Yes, please.
Okay. So on to item number 9C, bid specifications for the replacement of a 3/4-ton truck.
Part of our budget process, we budgeted for a one-ton vehicle. We have put together the specifications for that one-ton vehicle, and we requested the board approve the one-ton specifications and distribute those specifications to the attached list of vendors, and request that we have a bid return date of December 6th, so we can place it on the December 13th agenda.
Okay. Any public comment on this item? All right. Hearing none, bringing it back to the board. Questions, comments from the board?
Would we not leave them running? And then you're, and as much as they're stopped, they would be, I think, using a lot more fuel. They're not turning their engines off.
Yeah, might be a valid point.
Anything else? Anybody else? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. President, I move that the board approve the bid specifications and the proposed distribution lift and direct staff to distribute the bid request to those specified and to any other entity requesting a bid packet with a proposed bid opening date of December 6, 2006 at 2 p.m.
Second.
A motion by Director Hill, second by Director Angelo. Any additional comments? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Director Angelo? Yes. Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, item number 9D, repair to district driveway, Wilmar Street, water yard.
The driveway to the district water yard, which parallels 19th Street, is in desperate need of landscaping and repavement. We've looked around and got a couple of people who might be interested in performing the work. We would like to transfer $8,500 from reserves to repave the driveway and to landscape it.
This wasn't part of the budget, was it?
No, it was not.
Okay, public comment on this item? Okay, bringing it back to the board. Anybody have anything to say? Add questions?
Yes, I have a question. 19th and Wilmar is an important intersection in the community. Now with the community center complete and That's one of the main accesses to the community center from the Pike. I wonder if the condition of 19th Street, which necks way down there as a result of the water yard kind of hanging out into the middle of the street, is not a condition that's, shall we say, adverse to the kind of adverse to the community. It's like you kind of force it coordinated with that. This looks like a just a quick fix kind of a thing that doesn't really address the whole thing that's going on there, in my view.
Well, we can, the way I would understand it is we can address our driveway, but we don't do roads. So what we can, the only thing we could do is either repave our driveway or not repave it and leave it as it is and try to ask the county to do something with the roads, and hopefully they, you know, we can convince them to put something in their schedule to redo that road. We would have to give up part of our water yard if we were to continue that road all the way through to Wilmar.
The county has an interest in getting that road widened, but they don't have an interest in paying for it. Several years ago, the district had an opportunity to lease to one of the cell companies that wanted to put a cell site on one of our water towers. And as a condition of doing it, the county was going to require us to dedicate and I think pave, although I'm not 100% sure they were going to require paving of the additional width of 19th Street, and it basically killed the cell site deal.
The county is collecting a lot more tax dollars today than they were 5-10 years ago. And I know they're talking about doing some street improvements in Oceano. Have we approached them about possibly currently going back and making some improvements on that part over there? We haven't had any contact with them?
We have talked to them about all the streets in Oceano, not anything specific. We have had some success in getting some streets completely redone and moved forward in the maintenance schedule, but we have not talked specifically. We had several plans about 19th Street that have fallen through. We did negotiate, though, council is correct in the county's requirement for the cell site that we do that we were to repave that street. However, I was able to negotiate that out, so we didn't have to do that. We did get the cell site.
Repaving the various streets and so forth such that money that the district might otherwise spend just for a patch ended up in being a repave. And I wonder if perhaps in this case that if we're contemplating spending $7,000 for paving the driveway, if perhaps an offer of dedication and, you know, some amount of money toward paving, perhaps less than would otherwise be spent, could be offered. And I'm just making that suggestion. Maybe we could approach Public Works with that, or this is not something I'm adverse to. I think that it's a good thing that we want to improve that and with the landscaping, but I think we might be able to come up with perhaps a better solution if we work together with the county on it.
Okay, why don't we just table this then, and we will,
if that's the sense of the other board members.
Yeah, it makes sense to find out what direction you want to go before you spend $8,500.
Okay.
I, for one, will volunteer my time to go over and with Mitch or Jim and take another look at this area, and maybe we can come up with some sort of ideas to further enhance this.
Just remember that if we're going to be giving up property off of our water yard, we're going to have to make sure that don't interfere with our water operations and the use of that property that we have it for now. And if we have to go and buy additional property somewhere else because we need that the use of that property there. That's all. Those are all things that are going to directly affect the water rates.
Your point's well taken, but it looks to me like that portion of the water yard is either vacant or it has some bins for things like gravel and sand and so forth to be stored. So it didn't look like it was a compelling advantage to the property.
All right. So we want to table this? Okay. So tabled. Okay. Item number 10, 10A. Board meeting calendar for the remainder of the calendar year 2006.
Okay. Our rules of order require that we elect the president at the last meeting of the year. We need to know what the last meeting is. There are two meetings scheduled.
Okay. Public comment on this item? Okay. Hearing none. Board member? Item for discussion.
So what you're recommending is that you cancel the last meeting?
Correct.
So that will make the first meeting of the month the last meeting of the month, and that's when the elections will be held.
That's correct, 13th.
It's traditionally how we've done it.
Makes sense.
So you would need to adopt a motion to do that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, this takes us on to item number 10B.
I'm having a little trouble concentrating here.
And this item was handled in closed session, so I don't think we have anything to do on this one. Which takes us on to item... No, we're not. We don't have any action on that going on. So, item number 11.
You didn't take an action in closed session?
Yeah, we did take an action in closed session. Why don't you save that for the public comment at the end of the meeting?
Because you proposed that it doesn't no public comment after 10.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, let's go on to. We'll do that then.
Mark Wampler, Oceana resident. I feel that the voters were thwarted a chance for the new incoming administration to vote on the general manager's contract. I think this is absurd. I think the voters have been really mistreated here by the action that was taken tonight. And I speak on behalf of a lot of people who are very upset about this. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other public comment?
Can you go back and correct the minutes then from 05, the August meeting in 05, when the general manager was given a substantial bonus and an increase in pay of $15,000? My understanding as I sat here and Barbara Mann proposed that drastic over 30% increase in pay, that pay was contingent upon the contract ending in April.
Correct the record. That's what I'm saying. I don't care about your decision. Correct the record so it's not a lie.
The record is correct.
No, it's not.
Stop.
Okay, any other public comment?
My name is Jim Castilleja, and I assume that all of you that are directors here, I assume that... That you were looking out for our interests here in this town here, and it looks like that it is your interest that you're looking for. No, I don't think that's fair. I invited a lot of people this evening, but they didn't show up. And so, as far as the contract with Mr. Cooney here, if he's looking for some money, he shouldn't come here because we need a lot of things done. We have flooding. We got all kinds of problems with this town here. And we're bumping up his money here. I don't think that's fair at all. You should be looking for our interests, not yours.
Okay, thank you. I think that's what we were doing. Anyone else? Anyone else like to address the board? Okay. This moves us on to item number 11.
My name is Manuel Lopez, and I live here in Oceano. And I'm very, very unhappy with what's going on here. It's sad that we have to work for a living. And we don't have time to come to your meetings a lot of times for the simple reason we got to work. And we never can express ourselves what's going on. Okay? For one thing, I'm retired now. That's why I'm here. Now I can speak. I'm not a very good speaker, but I'll do the best I can. For one thing, this flooding that happens here in Oceano has been happening for years. I've been here for 40 years, okay, and it was already there, okay? And I'm a retired engineer, okay? And we have, and they made a meeting to come here, and I wasn't able to come for one reason. Survive here. All my neighbors already moved away for that simple reason. Thank God that I have the retirement that I have. But if it keeps going like this, they're going to pick it all out. Like Jimmy said, this man's got to go somewhere else to get money. Not here. We need help here. And another thing, the sewer over here, I can tell you where the problem is because I'm an engineer, okay? The biggest problem is whoever engineered the street, they engineered it too low. The second thing, engineer, the one on the railroad, he engineered that culvert that goes through the water that goes through the creek. It's up too high. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I think a point of clarification that should be made, there's no pay rate. There's no pay increase.
There's no pay increase. The $400 addition on the property tax is a Zone 11A thing, nothing that the district has done, and that the people that are in the Zone 11A is voted on that for the creek over there, and which also does not have any thing to do with the flooding at Paso Robles and Highway 1, which we can't do anything about because your money for flooding goes to the county. If we spend money on flooding at this district, somebody's going to go to jail because you gave us money for water and sewer, and that's what we have to spend your money on. We can't spend your money on something that is not that you did not give it to us for.
You guys are supposed to work for us, right? For this area. For this area.
And if you guys would work for us, this wouldn't happen to me and other people that are living in that area where I live at. And if I would have came to the meetings, I would have done. I would have spoke up. And a lot of those people that didn't come or live in that area or they had to work, I didn't know about it until I got my bill.
Mr. Lopez, Zone 11A is different from this district. It's we don't.
But the thing is, I didn't get told that I was going to get this bill. Or this passed, or if it didn't pass, or whatever. I think the public should know before it's voted in, not just so-and-so can do it. I think we should all be able to have an opinion of that.
You were sent a ballot. If you only...
Yes, I just said that.
Well, if you...
If you Can't,
no. 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 The county runs that zone.
No, I understand that. I understand that part too.
Okay.
But you guys have more power to take care of that for us.
The supervisors do that.
Yeah.
The county supervisors are in charge of that. We have no authority over the county supervisors.
Well,
I go to the advisory group that goes to the, that advises the supervisors to report back here what happens at those meetings. That's the only involvement that we have. It's just just to report what's going on in the community, so we can voice our opinions. But that's all that we have is an opinion. We have no vote, no say, no authority.
We have our arms crossed. Liberty and justice for all, where is it? Yeah,
it's those comments are very good comments, but they need to be directed to the Board of Supervisors.
That's sad.
Okay, anyone else?
Janet Padilla. I just want to ask the three members of the board that vote tonight for Mr. Cooney, how are you guys going to sleep tonight? To know that Oceano doesn't have that kind of money to pay Mr. Cooney. And Mr. Cooney, how you feel? Don't you get embarrassed about people in Oceano don't want you?
We didn't get a raise. We're paid for retirement forever,
Okay, okay. That's it. Fine. And the public, keep it down. We have somebody at the podium to speak.
Thank you. Keith Swanson. I just had a comment as far as the process here, is that you went into closed session. You did not have public comment prior to closed session. Then you voted on an issue that is further down in the agenda regarding consideration of the modification of the general manager's contract. Seems a little backwards. You've already made the decision without...
Anyway, I've been dealing with the county getting permits and stuff like that, and so far... It's okay to go over there and deal with them, talk to them. But now we're not only dealing with the county. We're also dealing with the people here in Oceano. The new improvements, I don't know where they came from. We pay taxes every year for improvements. So why we have to pay all the time when we want to do something in our homes, we got to pay more money for improvements. Why? When we pay yearly taxes. It's like they said, you guys working for us. You're representing us. And then we got to go to the county and argue with them and then come over here and argue with you. Where is our choices? Where is our chances to win? I'm representing this. I'm doing a little job for this gentleman over here in Oceano. The county gave me all the permits already to build this house. But now we're not dealing with the county no more. We're dealing with Oceano. And it seems to me like Oceano is more severe than the county is. And I believe that we need changes on those things. We need more flexibility. If I want to do a house... doesn't mean I have to fix the whole road because Oceano wants to. I mean, you guys make decisions on us like we cattle. And we are not. We are taxpayers. We got the same rights we do. So it's the way I feel, you know. I believe that you guys are there and you guys doing a great job. That's fine. But sometimes the public needs to know more about what you guys are doing. And back up to those doors. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, would anyone else like to address the board? Okay. This moves us on to item number 11, reports of district representatives. Listed it wrong. They were. It's actually the Creekside Mobile Home Park that they were talking about. So they had to table that item until the next meeting because it wasn't properly properly noticed. The they had a item on the agenda for a change in San Luis Obispo County airport, which didn't affect us, which went by without any controversy, and the Paso Robles Airport land use plan. They're looking to review that now for any recommendations for amendments now that it's been in place for a little bit. And that's all that happened at the Airport Land Use Commission. The Zone 3 meeting, Zone 3 meeting was, David attended that on my behalf. And then I attended the sanitation plant on Barbara's behalf. And we had no public there. Let's see, the addition to the affluent intake area where they've raised the wall and changed the doorways to go through the wall to actually having watertight doors so that it cannot leak into the intake area of the affluent plant to in case of a flooding or so, because it was a modification of what was originally there. FEMA is now denying wanting to pay for the earthquake damage on that wall. That's being appealed to try to get at least the amount of money of the damage, if not the amount of the improvement as well. Then there was an update on the rate study, and one of the questions that came out of some of the public meetings was if the rate had been from the original time, since it hasn't been raised in 20 years, if it had been raised by the CPA or CPI index each year, where would it be today as opposed to where they want to raise it? And if higher than it would have been if they would have raised the CPI over over the last 20 some years. I don't have anything else under other. So that's it for my reports. Vice President Bookout.
Before we go on, we should probably make a motion to continue past 10. I think we had a 15
we don't have
minute.
Any. Do we want to continue past 10?
Let's get it done.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Do we break? How do we do that? We just break in and do that?
Just break in, take a motion, a second, vote, and then move on.
I'll move to finish the agenda past 10.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay. So item number 11B, Vice President Bookout.
I attended the Oceana Advisory meeting on Monday, and we got a great town. We got changes. We got people interested in making changes. Oceana Advisory is moving forward with county recommendations. We need more people from the public coming to the Oceana Advisories. We need your input. So I'd like to ask, you know, first off, to we need some people in attendance there. We need some supervision. One house came in particular I want to talk about was, I believe, 2161 Beach Street. And they're planning on putting in, tearing the house down, putting in two new condos. Oceano's moving forward. We've got new growth coming. One of the requirements, and the only thing that we could really ask as advisory, you know, and as Oceano, OCSD, is that they're going to be using Beach Street, and they're going to be using the alleyway. So we're asking that the alleyway be paved up to the portion where it's used so we can get fire access in there. That's improvements to our community of Oceano. I don't know if any of you are familiar with our alleyways, but they're kind of a disgrace. Something that was brought up there is naming our alleyways and making them streets. So if our fire department goes out on a call, they're not going to Beach Street or Ocean Street. They're going to Mark Wampler Lane or, you know, Bill Bookout Lane. Or, and that's a really good thing. If our sheriff's department is going out, they're going to know where to go for a call.
once. President Dahl covered the sanitation district, and he will be in attendance at the meeting that they'll be having. Is it, I believe it's next week.
On the 29th at 6 p.m.
He will be sitting as a representative for Oceano on that. Fire Committee. Vice President Bookout was at the Fire Committee with me. The Chief and Mitch were there. So far, 716 calls today. Last year, the whole year, we had 714, so we're running a little bit ahead for the year. During the past month, they had two training sessions. One was at the Tacken property where they did a burn, and I believe the chief said they practiced several days on it and finally burned it down totally on Saturday, that it was 1,000 degrees heat. Did you say that?
No.
Yeah. And then the second training session they had was at the burn trailer, the Five Cities burn trailer. This is a county trailer that they use, and I believe that was bought with grant money, and so they all took part in that. We have three requests from firemen to attend the fire prevention class 1B Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd. This is a state fire marshal program. Is that correct? And we also had open house in October, and almost 100 people were here to see the fire apparatus, and we had the DARE car was here, and they had nice hot dogs, and the kids learned to stop, drop, and roll. That seemed to be pretty popular. That was basically what went on at the fire meeting. Do you have anything,
I think one thing is, might want to explain, is we have a need for a third captain coming up in our fire department. And right now we are using, what are they, Barbara? Captain and then the chain.
Engineer.
Engineers. We fluctuate two engineers in for a captain's position, but we haven't budgeted for a third captain, so I believe in our next budget we will be looking at that, which we haven't budgeted as of yet, and we're functioning.
Or toilet paper, or things of that nature at the Sand District plant. So I kind of fail to see the relationship between the CPI and the operation of the Sand District. I would advise all Oceano residents that November 29th, at 6 p.m. here in this room will be, if I'm not mistaken, November 29th, 6 p.m. is the final meeting where the board of directors for the sanitation district will make a determination on their rate increase. That rate increase will begin, if they approve it, in January of next year. It'll continue on up through 2010, and at that time your sewer rate will have more than doubled. So that's your opportunity to go and explain to the board of directors of the sanitation plant your feelings on that, pro or con.
Anything else?
That's basically it.
Okay, General Manager Kinney.
The county and the RAC, they're working on the countywide water master plan. Also, there was some discussion concerning the Nacimiento project. I, of course, am on the minority on that. I believe that Monterey County is going to take all the water out of Nacimiento, and we're going to have a nice pipeline, but it won't have anything to fill it. But that's only my thoughts. So that's what happened at the Rock.
I have a question.
Okay, yeah, director questions.
Didn't we have a study that showed that desal water was going to be less expensive than...
Nacimiento water is somewhere in the neighborhood of $4,200 an acre foot, $4,000, I think, an acre foot, somewhere in that neighborhood. And you're correct. Desal is right now about $2,200, $2,100 an acre foot. The argument against desal is that Morro Bay has a desal plant. Cambria has a desal plant. None of the, you know, Goleta has a desal plant. None of these people are using it. The counter argument to that is that it is in the old technology. The new technology that we're considering as far as putting a desal plant at the sanitation district has new technology where the membranes will be able to process four times the amount of seawater. Also, the that would reduce the amount of let that water go.
You know, if we ever have to go, I would definitely go with desalination. I think Morro Bay recently fired up their desalination plant when they had a water contamination of some sort over
there.
Yeah,
they did.
And they were able to purify the water for the citizens, which gave them good drinking water. And I'm very impressed with that.
Yeah. Anyone else? On the sanitation district, the CPI never was considered or anything. And the only reason they went ahead and did a comparison to the CPI, it was one of the questions that came up by a member of the public during one of the meetings on the rate increase. And so that's what they, the reason they did it was to just answer that question on the in the public's mind. But you're right, the CPI has very little to do with sanitation plant. Anyone else have anything from directors on the director presentations, reports? Okay, any public comment on item number 11?
Yes, I do. Bill, this will be directed towards advisory group. last Saturday, Slow Planning had sent out an invitation to all advisory chairs for a meeting. It's our biannual quarterly meeting. I sprang for a free lunch, and I, as being the former chairman of the former Oceano Housing Advisory Council, I obligated myself to attend, and I was disappointed that no one from Oceano appeared. Halcyon was there, but no one from Oceano, and it really reflects dimly. So I wanted to make that comment. There were a lot of good information that was handed out, learned some good things. The planning department wants to really gear up and connect with advisory groups. We talked about bylaws. We talked about various different issues. It was very well done. And I suggest that when these invitations go out to Oceano Advisory Council that, you know, kick in and participate. And secondly, with the idea of converting alleys into streets, I think you're in for a quagmire of a mess. For one, most of these alleys are privately owned, being 18 feet wide. They would probably have to be one way. And then you got the curb gutter and issue sidewalk. Mother Deer, where my mom and I live right now temporarily, is being subject to flooding because of the alley being paved. And there is no consideration for drainage. So, you know, it's very complicated. And I think you need a very comprehensive study to address that issue. I don't know if there's really an easy answer to that. Okay, thanks.
Okay, any other public comment on the reports of district representatives?
This is for Director Hill. Can you give me more information about this rate, sanitation rate? What was that? Is that garbage or what?
It's for the sewer plant, the South San Luis County Sanitation District. It's another separate special district that operates the sewer treatment plant. And their board of directors is meeting on November 29th at 6 p.m., and they meet in this room. And they'll be considering a rate increase, which is the first one that they've had in probably 20 years. It's been many years. That would propose to start increasing your rates about 20%, your sewer rate, starting on January 1st and continuing through 2010. It would end up more than doubling what you pay for sewer. So their board of directors will be taking public comment. And
so the meeting will be here?
It'll be in this room on November 29th at 6 p.m. That's correct.
Is there any mail that's going to go out, any notices or anything?
They've published a couple of notices. I have a little bit of information on it that I can see if I can get you a copy. See me after the meeting.
Thank you.
Keith Swanson, I just really have real concerns. I just happened to be channel surfing, and I saw Mr. Tuckfield giving the presentation to you a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, about the rates. You have to be very wary of Mr. Tuckfield's work. And I can't insist enough that the community understand to be here on that night and to get a copy of that rate study, because he's done an injustice to Los Osos, and you got to be aware of what you're getting into.
I'll start, if I might. Thank you to our friends and neighbors in Los Osos for coming. Hope you accept the apology that was given, and I recognize that the people in the fire service in Los Osos are the heroes in the community. The people in the fire service in our community, as we saw tonight, are the heroes in our community. And they work hard for us. They put their life on the line. They save lives. And they are the cream of the crop. They are the good people in our communities. I want to take this opportunity to absolutely thank Director DeAngelo for his 16 years of service on this board. In my personal experience, Dave has the interests of Oceano at heart. I have a lot of respect for Dave and his opinion. He's given a lot to the community over the last 20 years of involvement with the board and serving 16 years on the board. I want to personally wish Dave and his wife Lori all the best. I hope that you'll avail us of your counsel and your wisdom that's grown over the years, and provide us with some advice when you deem it necessary, or we do. And also want to recognize Craig Angelo, who's the firefighter that was recognized tonight. He's a great member of our fire department. We mentioned the idea of perhaps having a third captain. I think I believe that we should promote from within when the time comes. I would hope that Craig would be considered for that position. And I understand that we may move to a more of a three-shift staffing, and that we had kind of a four-shift thing going that didn't really work out. But if we're looking at three-shift staffing, I think we have an excellent individual who might fill that position. But that's getting a little bit sidetracked again. I just wanted to say thank you, Dave, for your years of service to the community.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Following in with Jim here, Dave, thank you. 16 years, and I hope you'll consider possibly running here in the future. Pamela Dean will be here at our next meeting, and Pamela, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for running, and thank you for joining us up here.
Second
thing. Because I don't think that we know that they're not streets, but we want to name them so that the fire department will be able to respond when the alley is the best way to get there. So the alleys, hopefully we're going to work on naming the alleys. And other than that, I have no other comments.
Director Angelo?
I'd just like to say good night to everybody. It's been real nice, kind of emotional. And thanks for your trust.
Oh, Shannon loses a valuable asset with you leaving the board, Dave. You've made a tremendous impact on this community over your lifetime, And there are many, many people in this community that recognize that. Thank you. Okay, any public comment on the board member items for discussion? Okay, hearing none. Consideration of the warrants. Any public comment on the warrants?
Director Bookout, you'll have to recuse yourself on one of the warrants.
The legal part I will be recusing myself on. That's the Kirk and Seamus.
I move that we pay the bills.
Well, are we gonna,
I have a couple questions on a couple of the warrants, if I might.
Likewise.
Page 8, there's a rather large amount of other being paid to one of the district employees. Is that? Could I get an idea of what that might be?
It's a final check pursuant to district policy for a terminated employee.
Okay. And that was accrued vacation and or?
And, right. And it is accrued vacation. It's
So when it came time to take the late notices and the warrant to the post office, we couldn't find it. So she wrote her own check to pay for it. And we're just reimbursing her. So what we have now is we mailed the bills, the late notices with her payment. The rest of the money that had already been taken there, unbeknownst to us, is still on file for the next set.
The third question relates to page 25. There's a bill to Arroyo Grande Hospital for $258. And my concern with that is, was that an employee injury by chance?
An employee on the job wanted to be checked out because of something that happened during the course of checking a manhole. When it's such a small amount, we don't submit it to workers' comp in order to help keep our rates down. So we just did it as a first aid. It was an in and out with no further follow-up.
Okay. I don't know. I guess what my interest is, and I can take this up later, is you know, safety precautions and that sort of thing. Thank you very much for the explanations. With that, I'd be willing to second the motion to approve the warrants.
Okay. We have a motion by Director Angelo.
And
hold on. We have a motion by Director Angelo and a second by Director Hill. Further discussion. Director Bookout.
My questions have been answered.
Okay.
Aren't we voting to pay all the bills right now except the legal bill so that Bill can vote?
That is correct. And then we will have to come back and do the Kirk and
the one bill.
Is that the understanding of the motion maker?
Yes.
Is that the understanding
of
the second? Yes, it
is.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else?
No, just
we've already been to public comment on this, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 5-0.
Move that we pay the warrant for Kirk and Seamus.
Second.
Who's going to take the second?
David
Cam. Okay, motion by Director Hill, second by Director Angelo.
Recused.
Any additional comment? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries 4-0 with one recused.
He's towing. And I don't know if you guys have any idea how much traffic we have now there with John Boy opening up that new business there. It would be a good idea to pave that street for the simple reason that they would avoid using the Pomo Street and Front Streets so much because they could go use that street there. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to miss you too. I remember coming across a newspaper article about the 98 Oceano-wide big mega cleanup, and Dave, you were very instrumental in putting a lot of that together You know, you've been a lifelong resident and done a great job here. So, yeah, be missed. Also my feelings that, you know, you will be missed around here. I'd also like for the board to once again consider what I said earlier in the meeting about a permanent park solution, permanent restroom solution here on the east side, not temporary fixes. And I want to echo what concept of what Jim was talking about, permanency, not just quick fixes, things that are going to last. There are county, unused county and district properties that we need to look at that could be possibly used. If you go over on 25th Street, around 25th and Wilmar, you're going to find a builder building a house right over a drainage basin. Now, I'm sure that there are already plans in place. If they can build over a drainage basin, then I think something could be done as far as a park. Nothing explored, nothing gained. And so we don't have the vast acreage for a park anymore. It just doesn't exist. So I think us out here, look at ways of tapping into what we do have left, even if it's miniature mini parks, a skateboard park or a basketball hoops. May not be very many square feet, but for special uses, multi-uses, I think we ought to look at creative ways of tapping into those unused. I can think of the one over on Vista and 20th Street. Grows weeds, collects graffiti on the fence. Let's look at it. It's a district-owned. Let's look at it. I think Oceano has a whole lot of now. If I may ask, how is that being processed? Have we tapped into that? How much of that is left? May I ask that question, Mr. Cooney?
Come into the office later on.
Well, okay. Not public comment, but would it be nice to, since I asked that question, to inform us out here who are asking those questions, okay? I would like to see our alleys to stay clear, and even if it means putting up warning signs, if it would discourage even one or two would-be offenders. You know, I've talked to people. They're fed up with garbage in our alleys, and a lot of people come from out of the area to do it. So let's look at ways to discourage it. Okay, thanks.
Richard Margetson. The other reason I came tonight was to invite Oceano to a special event that's happening December 9th in Los Osos. Los Osos is hosting this event, but it's a countywide event. It's the first annual Needs and Wishes holiday fundraiser for the Maxine Lewis Memorial Homeless Shelter in San Luis. We only have two overnight shelters in the county. Both are poorly underfunded and make a dollar stretch as far as they possibly can. So they don't end up in a situation like they did last year where they were $125,000 short, and I'm sure you remember them going to the newspaper and all the attempts by the radio stations to bridge that gap. Los Osos is going to host this event. It's all-day open house. There's going to be a Santa's gift shop if you want to come and do some Christmas shopping. There's going to be a raffle. There's going to be a silent auction. Two of the supervisors are going to have themselves auctioned off for lunch with a supervisor. So if you have any issues you want to get before a supervisor and have an uninterrupted time with them. At night, there's going to be a choir concert. There's a dance group that's going to perform. The 4th, 5th, and 6th grade elementary school is going to do come and sing holiday carols. No admission. Just come and participate, make a donation, buy something. Homemade cookies all day long, milk and cookies, pop and cookies, coffee and cookies, tea and cookies, it'll all be available. Some of the groups that are endorsing it.
Phase one analysis from the county concerning the $1 million we're purported to get for the sewer repair. There's considerable amount of items in that phase one that in my view, I need to talk to the county people, is superfluous. You know, one of the things, one of the cautions I gave to this board is that, you know, this money could easily go to studies very quickly, and there is things in there that I believe that are not necessarily necessary. I don't know, that's probably not very well worded, but I'm going to need to have a meeting with the county next week, and to go over some of these items. It's about a 70-page report, and as I said, there are certain studies and evaluations that they want to have accomplished, which I feel could best be used to fix the sewers rather than to create a paper pile or another report. So we do have the phase one completed, and we are moving on with this grant. And if I could make a suggestion that at the time of adjournment, the board adjourn in appreciation of David Angelo's service to this district.
Hear, hear.
Second. Yeah. And with that, we do adjourn in appreciation. Thank you, David.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck. Good luck.